Get ready for the Girls on Games podcast, your weekly dose of news, reviews, and everything video games. Always served with a good helping of hype and just a pinch of salt. And now, your host, Leah.
To another Girls on Games podcast. My name is Leah, and I am the host of this show. This is episode number 321, and yes, we're late. It's my fault. I will explain during the crew check-in. It's not a good reason, but I will take the hit. It's okay. All right, before we get there, and I know I'm teasing. I'm doing a good job teasing today. Let's talk about the things that are going to be talked about in this podcast, including stories about racist and sexist online harassment in gaming on the rise. There's new gaming furniture lines incoming, and a PSA on what not to name your kids. I figured I'd throw that one in there. That one's gonna be a good story. I can't wait to talk about that. But before we get into all of those great stories, I want to introduce you to the friendly voices around this digital table. Catherine, how you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Yourself?
I'm excellent. Allie, what's up?
Not much.
I apologize. We are recording this on a Tuesday afternoon. Allie has worked a full day, didn't get a break, and we're forcing her to record.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not only to blame about the lateness of this episode, I'm also to blame if there's hangry people. All right, let's do a little bit of housekeeping before the crew check in. I want to remind you that if you enjoy this show, you can subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Podbean. Also, if you'd like to get some GOG merch, you can do that by going to designbyhumans.com/shop/girlsongames. Or maybe you'd like to give us a tip, maybe buy us a coffee. You can do that by going to our Ko-fi. That's ko-fi.com/girlsongames. All right, I want to know, what has everybody been up to this week? Catherine, Reno's still going?
Yep.
Never ending?
I'm putting up drywall. I forgot what a shit show that was. Yeah, no, I have been cutting pieces while my brother drills them to the wall, and is as exciting as it sounds. I know some people are like, my brother loves renovations, and I know I have people in my life that they love renovations, that they buy a house and they can't wait to like do stuff to the house, and they keep doing stuff to the house. I'm like, can I just fucking live in the house, please? Financially speaking, buying this duplex was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Financially speaking, it is also the worst decision I've ever made. Anyway, after that, like, after we're done with this bathroom, like, there's gonna be, like, a little to no things to left to be done. So, like, if my brother walks in, he's like, you know what we could do? I'm like, you could shut the fuck up. That's what you could do.
Go back downstairs.
We're not touching my apartment. Like, I will help you do shit downstairs if you need. Like, I will give you a few weekends here and there to help with your stuff, because you've done a lot of stuff for me. But you know, after that, you're not the only thing we're doing up here is painting, my friend, and me buying furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a new couch. Like, our couch is dying. But you know, that's a problem for summer of 2022, Catherine. But yeah, other than that, I am waiting for Google to drop the Pixel 6 because I need a new phone.
When is that due?
I mean, it's usually this time of year. Like, Apple just announced their iPhones.
Yeah, the 13.
They did their reveal. I know the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6a were already teased, and I signed up to get the info on when they're ready, because my phone is 3 years old. I've already RMA'd it once. I got it fixed on warranty. It is starting to, like, the battery's going, the Bluetooth is wonky, and I'm just kind of like, okay. I wish these things lasted longer. Like, I have friends that have phones that are 5 years old. That's never happened to me. After 2 or 3 years, they always die. They always become a useless brick. So I'm waiting for that to cheer me up, I guess. Cheering myself up through capitalism.
Why okay? not?
And listen, listen. Google went ahead and they made colors, and one of them is yellow. So what the fuck do you think I'm doing?
There you go. We lost Catherine.
Yeah, right on brand.
Yeah, anyway, I'm hoping that this phone, because it is a Google phone, I will get Android updates for a longer period of time, because Huawei decided after my phone was about a year and a half old, it was like, oh, we're not going to push updates, Android updates to it anymore. And I'm like,
that sucks. Yeah.
Speaking
of the color yellow and Renos, if those of you who are in our Discord channel, if you are not, you should come join discord.me/girlsongames. Simon has been showing off some of his new home painting and all mm-hmm. that stuff and his move-in, and his place looks great, and that's why he's not here today, because he's still doing the move-in thing.
Yeah, and they, yeah, no, I really like, because we're talking about yellow and mustard, because they did a mustard accent wall in their dining room.
Yeah.
But it actually works, because it ties with the oak cabinetry and
yes.
their wooden furniture, and it's actually like, it looks really warm and homey.
Very classy.
I love it. I would die if I had to live surrounded by beige. So I love any accent walls and any pops of color that people are going to put in their homes.
Yeah, I'm living in the world of beige because I'm in a rental, and Mike said to me the other day, he's like, can we paint the walls here? And I was like, maybe they'll let them paint it white instead of this terrible off-white color.
I mean, I think usually it's like you have to paint it white after you leave, so if you want to painted colors, but
I think we just want to go white, just straight up white, because it's off-white. Everything looks yellow. It's that. It's not even. I honestly, I don't even think it's paint. I think it's primer.
Oh, you think they just primed and it didn't paint?
Yeah.
That sounds like something a landlord would do.
Well, I think he just bought it because I rent off somebody. It was brand new. I was the first person to live in it, right? So I have a feeling that it's not paint. But anyways, maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I'm not sure. Nonetheless, it is the most beige of beige of beige, and I'm not very beige. So yeah.
You know what you can get. You can get those self-adhesive removable wallpapers.
Ooh, that is a good idea, Catherine.
From 3M. They don't last long, but if you're going to be there for another year and you just want a few accent walls that you can rip out when you leave and just wipe the wall down.
I will look that up. Thank you very much.
They're iridescent.
Don't say that! You know how I feel about colors, RGB iridescence.
You can get a hollow taco wall if you want.
So exciting.
And there she goes to Wayfair or whatever, or Walmart, Lowe's.
Click, click, clack, clack, clack. Now, I will do my online shopping when I'm not trying to record a podcast.
I'm all with the, we were talking before we started recording, I was talking about like toilet seat seals, how to like buy a rubber seal so that you can put your toilet in and back. And like, I'm getting to the point where I know all the tricks for renovations.
Yeah, well, I had to call,
listen, I don't want to. I don't
Catherine's my hookup, not just for like reno stuff now, but also for cooking, because I was working on a project where I was doing chocolate dipped strawberries, and learned the hard way that white chocolate has a much lower melting point than milk chocolate. And so I was like, Catherine, what I do wrong?
You burnt that fucker. That's what she did.
And it's still sitting in my kitchen. It's just like a mound. I'm like, what do I do with this now?
You just kind of like melt the outer rim so that it disconnects, and you kind of into
the
garbage.
Gonna be, I can't wait to do that. That's gonna be really funny. But I just sat there and I was like, I don't want to deal with this. Allie, what have you been up to?
Well, I did a thing.
Oh,
Actually, my partner and I did a thing. We adopted a cat.
Yay!
My husband always said, you know, once we move into a house, you can get another pet. And of course, we've been in here for like a month. So I was like, hey, it's pet time. You promised me a pet. So here we are. And so I started researching places around, Seattle and Washington, and, learned that a lot of rescues up here in the Pacific Northwest, in Washington and Oregon, have actually started partnering with shelters in Texas to bring adoptable animals up from there to the Pacific Northwest. Because shocker, things are bad in Texas, and not just if you're a woman, part of the queer community, or a person of color.
Yeah.
They're also bad if you're an animal. There's apparently like, and from what I could tell, I kind of started researching a little bit more. There's like little to no laws protecting animals. There's little to no laws enforcing spaying and neutering. And it is just the kill rate for animals in shelters is just absolutely so mind-boggling high. So I decided, I was like, well, you know what? There's not much I can do because I'm not in Texas, but the least I can do is give a home to an animal from Texas. So we found a great rescue that regularly transports 100 plus animals at a time, dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, from the streets of Texas. And they bring them up here. And we found a perfect little match, as far as we could tell. She's another little tuxedo cat, like our current cat Hex. And she is going to be actually transported this weekend and will be arriving next Monday is when she should get here. And I'm very excited.
Does she have a name?
Is it a she?
It
is a she, okay. Yes. Her name is Luna.
Mm-hmm.
But we are renaming her to Jinx because Hex and Jinx, we thought that was kind of too good of an opportunity to pass up.
Love that.
But yeah, we're really excited. This is the first time myself or my husband have ever done anything like this. But apparently it's very common in the rescue community. And I've read a lot of happy stories from people who have used this rescue before. And they do this cool thing where they actually like go live on Facebook, mm-hmm. Like during the transport process. And so like, you can see all the animals being like loaded up, and all the little cats in their little carriers have little hammocks to lay in,
aww,
which is just really cute. But yeah, no, it just looks awesome. So
nice.
I'm really excited. And now I'm supposed to spend the rest of my week working and doing grown-up things and, you know, running errands when I know I have this adorable kitten on her way to me this weekend. It's going to be awful.
So Monday as in next Monday, like still in September, or the Monday after when we're in October?
The 27th. So the 27th of September.
Awesome.
So, yeah, next
How
Monday.
Are we already in October? Stop.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, Catherine.
The only reason I know is because, like, I keep thinking about next week because it's Truth and Reconciliation Day, mm-hmm. right? And we're planning things around that for work. So, yeah, it's, And then I was like, holy cow, it's already October?
It's still March 2020. Forget it.
What is time? Honestly. Oh, my. But that's awesome, Allie. I'm so happy for you guys. Another family member.
I'm very excited. She's so tiny. I can't wait to share. And I'll obviously be sharing some photos in the Discord. So yet another reason you should join the Discord.
Yes, there's lots of awesome photos and trading of cool info and stuff happening in the Discord. So yeah, come join us there for sure. Discord.me/girlsongames. On my front, yeah, I told you I would let you know why we didn't record on Sunday. And honestly, it's totally my fault. So as I mentioned last week, my sister and her fiance got engaged while we were home.
Yay.
And then on Saturday, friends of theirs, now friends of ours, had decided to have a party celebrating their engagement. But it also conveniently was the first time we got a chance to go. Most of us got a chance to go over and see their new house, which was phenomenal. And then also too, Bill, my sister's fiance, his brother and his wife had just had a baby. So we got to see a new baby too. So it was like lots of celebrating all at once. And drinks and food and drinks and drinks and drinks. And lo and behold, I drank way too much and was not fit the next day. And when you are over 30, you cannot do the same thing as when you were in your 20s and drink and drink and drink and then get up next day and be like chipper spring chicken. That doesn't happen anymore.
Glass of water, a few Tylenols, straight to work.
Yeah, in the 20s, not in the 30s, not in the late 30s.
Oh, God, no.
Man, Go ahead, Kat.
I get two glasses of wine in and I'm already feeling sick at this point.
Yeah, well, everybody was feeling a little worse for wear Sunday morning, but I took the cake because, yeah, you know, it is what it is. You don't do it often and you kick yourself and you don't end up doing it for at least a year or whatever, but you slip up at some point and have one of those nights of debauchery. But, you know, it was fun getting to hang out with people and celebrate and, you know.
It's your sister's engagement. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Is a big deal. So yeah, it was a good fun, but then yeah, I started to feel better in the afternoon, but I couldn't look at a screen at that point. So I was just like, you know what? Probably best that we postpone this because I had lots of cool stuff because I played lots of games that I wanted to chat with you ladies about. And speaking of that, let's get into what everybody's been playing this week. Catherine, have you been able to get your hands on a controller at all?
Long enough to install the Artful Escape, but I haven't started playing.
Well, you're in for a treat because Allie and I have both played it, right, Allie?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. But I have been mostly watching TV because I've been collapsing on my bed every night at like 9 p.m. and mm-hmm. watching stuff on my phone. And I recently resubbed to Ratik and Vicky, which is a service that offers a lot of Asian series. And I watched something called Captivated by You, which is a Japanese series. It's not very long. It's like 6 episodes. It's about 2 very quirky high school students.
Mm-hmm.
One is named Hayashi. And he's just like the oddball. He likes to just do weird stuff and he's not bothered by what people think about him. And then there's Nikaido. He willingly looks like a creep. He puts up a facade and there's rumors about him that if you talk to him, you'll get cursed and your hair will fall and things like that to keep people away.
Mm-hmm.
And they make friends and those friends have friends and those friends connect somewhere in the middle. And it's just like a slice of life and it's very weird and oddball and not serious. And it's kind of like the journey, not the destination kind of thing. There's no real story. It was just like really well made with nice characters, good actors. It was 6 episodes and it made me feel good.
What's the title again?
Captivated by You.
Nice.
I don't know what the Japanese title is.
Did you watch it dubbed, subbed?
They are subbed.
Subbed, cool.
Yeah. So Vicky is actually subbed by the community.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because it is subbed by the community, they have pretty much all the languages.
Oh, wow.
Because I know like a lot of services, like WeTV or whatever other, or even on YouTube, there's a lot of Asian dramas that are just directly on YouTube nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like Word of Honor, which is a mainland China show I watched on YouTube. Those tend to be just subbed in English. But on Vicky, because they're subbed by the community, then they're subbed in many languages. There's French, Turkish, Italian, Estonian.
Wow.
You name it. I've been watching a lot of like J dramas and K dramas and C dramas on Vicky. Just kind of like, I wanted to shout that one out because I love these kinds of like slice of life stories that are just weird for no fucking good reason than to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me happy. It's, how could I describe it? Hayashi does stuff for the memes, for the lols, and I respect him for that.
Sounds good.
So anyway, it was 6 episodes. And it's on the standard sub of Vicky because they have 2 tiers for some reason. There's some stuff that's premium only.
Okay.
And they have movies now. So I was able to watch a movie I wanted to watch for a long time, which is Goodbye Mother, which is a Vietnamese movie. It's about a guy who goes to America, moves from Vietnam to America, mm-hmm. gets a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
comes back to Vietnam to mm-hmm. deal with some family drama. And the family drama is, it's not like all tied about the fact that he's gay.
Okay.
And, you know, they're very traditional. He has, because they're like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? And at one point he's like, surprise, the friend I bought is my boyfriend. But there's like, his mom has three sisters and they just get into drama about money and inheritance and things like that. And if you love just like, the kind of drama that, you know, like you in the Western world, we would be like, you know, when you go to Thanksgiving dinner and you're the quiet kid and you just kind of like watch everybody fight. And then somebody like just digs up something from the past that is so juicy and dramatic and everything falls apart. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Goodbye Mother is very much that.
Okay. Nice.
Another recommendation for me. Yeah. So no games, just watching Asian shows and movies. That's what.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. But talking about those kind of like slice of life and more about the journey than the destination, The Artful Escape, which you said you've downloaded and ready to go. Allie and I have played it. Allie, I loved it. It is in one of my top of the year. I'm really curious to see your feedback. I've got notes, but I'll let you go first, girl.
Yeah. Did you not hear that?
Nope.
Oh, I went,
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. You know, really liked the concept.
Yeah.
Beautiful game. Visually stunning. It was just a feast for the eyes, as they say. Sound design, obviously, for it's a game about music. And so they nailed that. But I found the occasional gameplay lackluster. And I also felt like the story was also kind of lackluster. There were a lot of breadcrumbs laid out that they didn't really lead anywhere. I felt like they could have done more with the story, and I felt like it could have had more of an impact. But I mean, it was a nice, quick little play. But yeah, it didn't strike me in the same way that it seems like it struck you, Leah. And I'm curious to see what it was, like what notes it hit. But I'm punching.
Punny.
That it really resonated with you in that way.
Yeah. So, okay. Context here. So, I didn't really know anything about this game, really. Except for a few people had tweeted about it saying that it was a good player, stuff like that. And I'm going to make sure I don't mess up Darth's name, but Darth Stridius on our Discord channel. I'm the worst at pronouncing things, and you guys know that. He actually, because we've been working on some Minecraft stuff together, he mentioned to me that I might be interested in this because he knew that I obviously have a passion for music, considering what I do for a living. And his hook, when he explained this to me, was like, if you like Bob Dylan and David Bowie, you will like this game. And I'm like, huh. I was like, Bob Dylan, not so much. I appreciate Bob Dylan for what he is, but I'm not much into folk music. But David Bowie, I'm like, uh-huh, that's right. I love David Bowie. I mean, that is the namesake of my dog. So The Artful Escape, to give you a little bit of context of what it's about, it's almost like point and click adventure stories.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it? Yeah.
Yeah, point and click adventure game.
Yeah, point and click. I don't know. I want to say point and shoot, but I'm like, no, it's not point and shoot. It's point and click adventure story. Kind of a choose your own kind of adventure story. About a musician living in the shadow of his super famous folk musician uncle. It's a fantastic coming of age kind of self-discovery story. Because for folks that are like living in the shadow of the grandeur of a parent who's like super successful, or a sibling who's super successful, or some other family member, oftentimes you run into cases where you know, everybody thinks like, oh, you're supposed to like carry on the family mantra or do the family business or do, you know what I mean? Or be just as successful as that other person, right? Which, no, you have your own life and your own things. But your entire identity as you're growing up, because you've been hearing about this person and these things, you're just like, maybe I am supposed to be like that. If they were like that, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be. And sometimes in these cases, it's a struggle because it's a conflict of, you know, who you are and who you're supposed to be in your own eyes and what your passions are. So that's very much the setting of the story of this this game. The soundtrack is absolutely fantastic, considering it is this mashup of folk music meets space opera meets, you know, like retro wave guitar riffs, that kind of stuff going on. It has gorgeous artwork, like Ali's mentioned. It very much plays out like a space opera. It's got a voice cast that is pretty star heavy when you start looking through. Ali, I don't know if you realize when you got into it, if you know, all the names that were coming up on screen when the whole thing started. I had no idea it was going to be.
I did.
Yeah? Oh, you
did?
Yeah,
okay. I did know about that.
Nice. I didn't. So when I started seeing names like Carl Weathers, Lena Headey, Jason Schwartzman, I was like, okay, what have we gotten ourselves into now? So I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. But I've got to give props to Michael Johnston, who played the lead, Francis Venditti. I didn't know who he was or heard of him before, but then afterwards looked him up, and he's been a bunch of games, played stuff in Marvel's Avengers. He was in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, did some voices. He's also played one of the characters in the Kingdom Hearts series. So yeah, he's been a busy guy, but I'd say I really enjoyed him in this game. And it's interesting too, because yeah, definitely if you think about this, and you know how I said it was kind of sold to me as Bob Dylan and David Bowie together, it's very much like almost like a story like David Bowie. And if you know much about David mm-hmm. Bowie and like Ziggy Stardust and his different identities and all that kind of stuff to do his performance art as well as being a musician, it has a lot of similarities and stuff, just kind of the mantra of like making your own person and coming up with being your own human and who you want to be, right? Kind of wackadoodle how it takes you through this, like almost like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy kind of exploration of self-learning. So very interesting. I love the fact that it's short and sweet. It's about 4 hours of gameplay time. So that was great. I feel like it's a nice afternoon, or I played it in two sittings. Yeah, it's available on Game Pass. Also available on, of course, just Xbox, if you want to buy it, if you don't own Game Pass. But it's also on iOS, PC, and Mac. So yeah, I thought this was so much fun to play. I am not really a person who enjoys the whole point-and-click adventure. The only ones that really drawn me in was like Oxenfree. Ali had turned me onto that one a few years back, and I played that and really enjoyed it. I think I need that like sci-fi weird stuff in order for me to connect with that type of game. But yeah, I was like obsessed, and now like the soundtrack, like it's just so good. I've got that on my playlist now because it's just fantastic. But I can understand, Ali, where you're coming from too. I think I drew a lot into it because I was seeing those similarities in the, you know, kind of, you know, the story of David Bowie, but then also to, you know, tales and stories about people living in other folks' shadows and trying to, you know, come out of that and make mm-hmm. your own person and your own statement in life, right? And make your own art. So yeah, I think that's probably where I like really got into it. So yeah, it was cool. I liked it. Kat, I think you'll have a good time with this one too.
Yeah, especially if it's a nice short thing, because I have not a lot of time and not a lot of attention span right now. Yeah. I've been meaning to get back into Mass Effect 2, but just been enjoying like small stuff off mm-hmm. of Game Pass.
Yeah. Ali, did you play anything else this week?
Honestly, not really. I've also been kind of struggling with the short attention span thing. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of, you know, just TV when I have the energy and time to do so. I have been working on getting back into the rhythm of reading again.
Oh, yeah.
I read a lot when I was a kid, and when I was in, like, up until like college or CJEP, I read a lot. And then after that, my attention span started to get shorter and shorter. And I think that, you know, I'm going to sound like my mom here, but I do think it stemmed from the fact that, you know, now I always have a phone in my hand. And I just feel compelled to scroll, you know, to see what's new and what's happening. But I've been making a concentrated effort lately to like really sit down, for several hours at a time and just read. And so I've been doing a lot more of that. this weekend I got 22 books at the thrift store.
Nice.
So I have went into the thrift store not expecting to find much, went to the book section and found like giant chunks of two series I've really enjoyed. And I started taking them off the shelf. And when we walked in the thrift store, my husband was like, "Do you want a cart?" And I'm like, "No, we're not going to need it." And then all of a sudden I've got these like, yeah, exactly right. And I've got this like pile of books in my hands. He's like, "I'm going to go get a cart." And I swear to you, it was like, every time I looked back at the shelf, mm-hmm. I found another book in the series. And so I kept just like pulling them off the shelf and putting them in my arms. And at one point this gentleman came around the corner pushing mm-hmm. an empty cart, and he looks at me and he looks at this like pile of books in my hands. And at that point, I think I probably had 20 of the 22 in my arms. And he looks at me and he goes, "Do you want my cart?" And I'm like, I'm like, "No, I appreciate it." You know, my husband went to go grab one for me. I really was not expecting to find the entire series here today.
Yeah, it was so impressive was what you had.
A little embarrassing, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been focusing. When I have my free time lately, I've been reading.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You shared a picture of your gatherings, and you had a fair chunk of the Sookie Stackhouse ones. You had a lot of Anita Blake, Laurel K. Hamilton stuff. Yeah, whole bunch of stuff there that I recognize that are good reading.
Yeah, and it was actually great because it was like buy four, get the fifth free. So that was fun.
What a steal! What a steal! I love it. I lost so many of my books in moving because going between Canada and the U.S. because I was doing the same thing too. I was just reading the stuff like nobody's business. It was like my escapism from doing actual schoolwork next to video games. And yeah, I just got rid of it and traded stuff in when I moved because it was just such a pain to move it over the border. Missing all of that catalog now. Along with The Artful Escape, I also decided to give Lawn Mowing Simulator a try last night. Because why the heck not? So, you know what? I really like it. It's a lot of fun. I did a lot of lawn mowing as a kid. I would mow my parents' lawn. I would go down and mow my grandma's lawn. But I never had one of those ride-on lawn mowers. My parents had like one of those gas ones, you know, and had the bag on it. And then grandma had an electric one. And I always had this dance going with the cable where I had to like whip the mm-hmm. extension cable out of the way. Like it was like, I was a wizard at that. But yeah, getting the chance to virtually ride on lawnmower is a lot of fun. And Mike started playing with me too. And you know what? It's like the perfect type of game to like listen to a podcast or a new album. Like I kind of want to go listen to the new Lil Nas X album because I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet and put that on while I'm doing my lawn mowing in the background. This sounds so weird, but I'm totally into it.
I mean, how else are we going to live that homeowner life as broke millennials?
I know. I don't have a yard. What's a yard?
And before you come at me saying, "Kat, you own a place," I'm like, I own a place in Montreal. We do not have a lawn to mow, my friend. Yeah.
When I did have a lawn to mow, it was the tiniest of lawns, and it would not stay. So we ended up putting a deck on it because the sods wouldn't take, and Bowie would just pick up the sods because they're kind of like carpet, and he would just wing it around. So it was like, what's the point of putting sod down? So yeah, played a bit of that, gonna continue with that. And I do have a code, and it's downloaded on my PS5 for Kena Bridge of Spirits. It's ready to go. I will probably start tomorrow because I got the code today. Game came out today, hearing nothing but good about it. So I'm pretty excited about that too. But that'll be my treat for tomorrow evening. So more about that when we release this episode on, or the next episode, Monday of upcoming week. It's going to be a tight turnaround between episodes this time around because of me having a drunken fiesta one night. I'll take the blame. I'm okay with it. All right. It's time to talk about some news. Are you ladies ready to do that?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Okay, we're back with the news of the week. Catherine, what have you got for us?
So, people might have been like with some, what's it called? Anecdotal evidence saying that harassment online seems to be on the rise. Well, according to this U.S. survey, it is, especially anti-women, anti-black, anti-Asian, because of COVID and Black Lives Matters and like women trying to get their reproductive rights. So there's a survey that was done by the Anti-Defamation League conducted in cooperation with Newzoo. They covered more than 2,200 U.S. gamers of the age of up to the age of 45 who play online multiplayer game. Nearly 550 of them between the ages of 13 and 17. So compared to last year, the percent of protected group who were harassed and indicated being harassed on the basis of the identity. In women, it was 41% of the women surveyed experienced harassment. In 2021, it was 49%. Black or African American went from 31% to 42%. Asian American went from 26% to 38%. LGBTQ plus went from 37 to 38. So they're just steady with everybody attacking them. That's sad. Muslim from 25 to 26%. Latin actually down from 30% to 25%. Any disability status was at 25%, went down to 24%, and then Jewish went up from 18% to 22%. And then 37% of the people surveyed say that they always hide their identities online to avoid harassment. Another 37% said that they do it sometimes, and then 26% say that they never do it. So these numbers are sad as fuck.
Yeah.
But I think like it shows a lot with the visibility of the different movements for Black Lives Matter, for Stop Asian Hate, and everything for women trying to get their reproductive rights in the United States and Texas being like, fuck you. I think it shows that like extreme groups that want to attack people can easily find their targets that way. We were talking last episode about the hate raids.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just something that's happening randomly on Twitch. It's not just Twitch's problem. It is just a problem in general in the online community. And that's also why we heavily curate our Discord channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. We are not, afraid. We're not afraid to use a ban hammer when the time is necessary. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, we pride ourselves in being an open and welcoming spot for anybody who enjoys video games. And, you know, these numbers are extremely scary and not surprising at all.
I see that a lot more and more in community management and gaming in the industry. And, you know, like it's something that Ubisoft, EA, Sony, Microsoft are talking about how they're going to tackle toxicity in their communities and their online communities and things like that. And it's a lot because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad. It's just people. It's just people mm-hmm. playing games. Why does it matter to you so much? Why does it, like, what kind of life are you living? What's happening to you? Who hurt you to the point where you go online and you see somebody enjoying something that you enjoy and be like, no, not you.
It's true. It's good, too, that we do have now a legitimate study, because often it's, you know, they're just like, oh, well, that's not true or not in the space that I'm in or whatever. But now we have a study that can be referenced for any cases where, you know, someone says, oh, well, it's not a problem in my network or something like that. Well, it is a problem. and it has to be addressed and actions need to be taken and support needs to be given to stop these things. And it's terrible. But like I said, it's not surprising. Any thoughts, Allie?
Garbage people are gonna garbage.
Not wrong, girl.
So might as well throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we are, you know, we're seeing more and more hatred come into these spaces. And I think it's more important than ever that there's zero room for this kind of stuff. It's no longer I didn't know, or, oh, you know, it was just my first offense, sort of like, no. I feel like people in charge of creating spaces in gaming, there needs to be a zero tolerance policy now. And if there isn't a zero tolerance policy, you're complicit. And it's just, it's a lot of work to be done. And it seems like it's kind of a Hydra situation where you cut off one head and two more take its place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just something that we all need to be aware of, like in the spaces that we share and the spaces that we frequent, and not stand for the microaggressions anymore. And just make sure that hateful people know that they're not welcome.
Mm-hmm. Very true. We will continue to, try and make a safe space for everybody. So if you hear of anybody and see anybody that you want to, tell them there is a place for you where you're welcome, more than happy for you to invite them over to Girls on Games to come hang with us. Mm-hmm. Catherine, what's the next story on your list?
IKEA had teased a gamer line.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming this October, so of 2021. They made a line that will target PC Gamer, and it is in collaboration with ASUS Republic of Gamers. I don't know why I said that with a weird accent, but we all know.
I mean, they should say it that way all the time. I mean, it's a pretty good way of saying it.
So ASUS ROG, that we all know for their PC gaming products, including some stuff they made in 2014 that's in my computer right now. They're probably like, girl, how are you still running that clunker? Well, who knows? Props to Simon for building me a computer that's still going. And thank God I work on a game that's 5 years old so my computer can run it. There's not much to say other than they gave the names of the lines, and it's going to be more than 30 products that cover furniture, gaming desks and chair drawer units, accessories like mug holders, mouse bungee, a neck pillow, a ring light, many more. So I'm curious in the sense that I want to see if they're just going to like grab shit they already do, paint it black, and then sell it at a premium price because it's gamer.
Mm.
But even what we see in here, like they have this one shot in this, mm-hmm. in the link that we'll be sharing on the website. And it does look like they've got interesting, like the desk that they've got there looks like it has some sort of functionality. Maybe it rises up and down. It does have a riser for the PC to sit on just under, so it's not sitting directly on the floor. I am curious about the ring light. That mm-hmm. could be very interesting. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see kind of what stuff they put there, because there's a lot of different things in this picture, and I'm not really sure which is part of their line and which is not. But I will say that of all, you know, when I was trying to set up my gaming space here, like IKEA was definitely one of the best places to look for a desk, because I could build what I wanted and fit the space and my needs do fit under this desk, but my needs with like needing all this drawer space and like wanted a really clean desktop, but like I wanted it very wide because I have so many different things here between I have a laptop and a PC and four different sets of speakers and every voice device known to man because of work, you know, like I needed that kind of space. So IKEA stuff was perfect for that, and in a different price point, because I do find that sometimes the gaming stuff is a wee bit too expensive for what it actually is.
It's overpriced because they kind of like, they're like, we're just going to give them like
rough edges, like angles, and then spots for RGB or add RGB lighting, and then just kind of matte black and call it gamer, and then sell it for $50 or $100 more. And I'm just like, I don't need all of this.
I just want this to put computer, you know.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, and I bet you it's gonna sell like nobody's business, because some of the more, you know, popular things at IKEA, like this, you see them on Pinterest all the time, these desks where it's just like the one piece across and then those shelves on the sides or the drawers on the sides, like that stuff is obviously the first is often the first stuff to go at IKEA. It comes in, they can't hold on to it, so it's very popular.
Well, I saw, like, when you go to like Arabella stations and stuff like that, I saw a girl that had a setup, and she had the IKEA pegboard, and she used the IKEA pegboard to like have her headsets there on the wall, and like, and then with the little, like, I don't know, like some of them were cups that you put on that pegboard. They are usually like for pencils or whatnot. Like she had like stuff like camera accessories and streaming accessories and things like that. She had used the pegboard to organize her stuff. And I think a lot of like this line is going to be inspired from, you know, IKEA hacks.
Mm-hmm.
People using IKEA hacks to do stuff and just like selling it as is, because it looks like they have shelves on the side of that image where there's extra keyboards.
But yeah,
it looks some of like those picture shelves, just like a thin shelves with a ledge so that you can put a picture frame and kind of lean it there. So I think it's like those things maybe a bit deeper to accommodate a keyboard, or just like painted black because PC gamers want everything matte black. So I don't know. They already said sell LED strips at IKEA.
Yes, they do.
So easy for them to repackage that. I'm not shitting on IKEA. I think IKEA has a lot of good stuff that's affordable, that, you know, I have IKEA furniture that has lasted me years, that have followed me across three apartments. But I am skeptical for the pieces, for if they're going to do like other companies and just slap the name gamer on it, and then so that they can sell it for more.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what the price point is. I am curious about that chair, because I am looking for a new chair, and I don't want to spend $600-$700 on a chair.
I hate my gamer chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine died. D-E-D dead.
I think the problem is the pleather. It's just too warm. I know they're not the best sometimes, but I need a mesh back chair, if not I'm too warm.
Yeah, this one is a loaner from my sister's fiance at the beginning of pandemic when my chair broke, and I've been working on this one since, and it does the job, but I need something that's a little more ergonomically friendly for sure. Allie, what do you use IKEA stuff for your setup?
Yeah, we have a few IKEA things. I mean, furniture is expensive, and a lot of the stuff seems to be like the same quality as IKEA stuff, in all honesty. Like, if you go to like, you know, furniture stores, it's still not the greatest. So yeah, I mean, we have a few IKEA things. We've got a few things from Wayfair. We've got, you know, but I'm holding out until I see like what aesthetic IKEA is going to go for. I mean, there is like the gamer aesthetic, right? Which is just really not appealing to me.
I can see them doing like that and white, though, and then adding in some stuff like pink, baby pink and things, because that is pretty popular in the gaming space too, for some of the like pastel-y colors and things like that. So I could see them potentially doing that. And they are big enough that they would be able to stock it and sell it.
I mean, a lot of my bathroom is going to be IKEA, and my kitchen is a mix of IKEA and stuff I already have. So,
sweet.
They do good stuff. They do good, reliable stuff. So, it's just you have to build it yourself.
It's Legos for adults. Catherine, you've got another story on the list here today. What is it all about?
Oh God, everybody's jumping ship. Blizzard is sinking. So, first off, Chaco Sonny, executive producer for Overwatch 2, and also known for his work on Overwatch, is leaving Blizzard. He was a big part of Overwatch. So that's like a big departure. Like when Jeff Kaplan left earlier, that was a big departure. This one's a big one. But my favorite one. So Blizzard is getting sued by the California Labor. There's another lawsuit happening by the, I think at the federal level.
Yeah, it's a federal, oh my goodness gracious, let me.
The second lawsuit over the first.
Yeah.
U.S. Security and Exchange Commission has launched an extensive investigation into Activision Blizzard, and they subpoenaed CEO Bobby Kotick. So that happened. But yeah. Guess what we just learned today? Blizzard Entertainment's chief legal officer, Claire Hart, has resigned.
Man, it's hard to over Blizzard. They can't and they can't catch a break. It sounds like everybody's just like mass exodus because nobody wants to touch this problem with a 10-foot pole that they created themselves.
Oh my god, it's just I don't know what to say. It's just serendipitous. I mean, I don't know this Claire Hart person, if she's good, if she's bad, if she was part of the problem. She'd been there for 3 years. And apparently she had been for a decade at Google, and Google also has their story. So maybe she is toxic. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she was trying to, like, go there and do good. And when everything hit the fan, she was like, fuck that, you guys don't deserve me. I don't know what happened. But the problem, the best part of this story is they're losing their chief legal officer because shit's so fucked. So get fucked, Bobby Kotick.
It's pretty bad when the lawyers leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep our eye on the Blizzard story and Activision as it unfolds. But yeah, now that Kotick also has been subpoenaed to go in and testify and talk about this whole scenario. So that's going to be interesting when we hear more about it.
I wonder if it's going to be the same situation as what's his face from Facebook went to talk to the U.S. government, to the senators.
I don't really know a whole lot about the legal system, but I don't think it's the same thing, because I think this might be like, I don't think it'd be a public forum like that was.
It's just a straight up court.
Yeah, I think in subpoenaed. Yeah. I don't know. I've been watching Suits. I should know better. But isn't that like when they, no, the deposition was when they go ask them questions. I'm not sure. I think it's when they force them to come in and answer questions.
They have, it's to force them to testify.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is, that means you're, when you get subpoenaed, you get fucked, is basically you're fucked. Sorry. Yeah. We're Canadian talking about the US legal system, and I can barely grasp the Canadian legal system. As
Don't get me. I understand contract stuff, and that's about it.
I just know that when you're getting sued, Red Life and Center, and your chief, like your head of the legal department is like, I'm out. It's not you. It's me. I'm just going to take some time for myself and find a new whole fucking job. You know,
yeah.
It's just timing. Like it has.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do. It's just, I got to spend more time with my family.
Oh my goodness. I got two stories. The first one is a kind of a PSA. Please don't name your kid Game Pass.
Don't tell me what to do.
So yeah, during a live stream event at Gamescom on Friday, from an article on GameSpot, Xbox marketing boss Aaron Greenberg said he advises against naming your child Game Pass. My god, that's ridiculous. This apparently was an unprompted or random comment. I did not watch the event, but the story goes on to say that Greenberg offered up his sage advice after the other interview guest, Pete Hines of Bethesda, shared a story of a woman who went into labor during a Skyrim presentation at QuakeCon in 2011. One of the interviewers joked that the family might have named the baby Dovahkiin. It didn't actually happen, but Hines said someone did, in fact, legally name their child Dovahkiin, and he made good on his promise to give the family free Bethesda games for life. Pro tip for Allie. She doesn't have to worry about that. She works for Xbox now. That's in the fam. But regarding, the story continues, regarding naming a child Game Pass, one of the interviewers said naming a baby Game Pass might not even be possible due to the country, and I imagine they're talking about the US of A, the country's rules against child names. I didn't know there were rules for child names. The more you know. In any event, it's probably a good idea not to name your child after a streaming service. Can you imagine? Hey, Netflix, how you doing? Netflix doll, Netflix viewer. Well, it's Netflix like, Smith Damien.
It's like how I gotta get used to people being called Anakin.
Yeah.
Now it's bad.
I thought it was bad enough for poor kids who were named Alexa, who had no idea Alexa was coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's like... Like, I knew somebody, I worked with somebody named their kid Anakin because of Star Wars, and it's like, it wasn't a common name, but now it's like, I've met more than one Anakin.
That's crazy.
It's an interesting choice. But... Just given, you know, the circumstances.
Yeah, his story didn't end totally well, so I don't know what that bodes for the child.
I mean, Game Pass. I mean, Dovahkiin kind of like, you can kind of cheese it and say, wow, this is from Sweden. Game Pass or Netflix.
Didn't Grimes and Elon Musk name their kids something really weird with like A's and X's and E's and things in it?
Yeah, but they're...
Symbol that's the A and the E together.
But they're out of their minds. They're not responsible adults. They should not be allowed.
Well, they procreated and they gave that kid a name, and I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Everybody saw it as a bad thing, like, or however that quote from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy goes.
So yeah, PSA, please do not name your child Game Pass.
Find a character from a video game, at least.
Yeah, at least. Okay. And this next story is good too, okay? In this week's episode, I didn't know that was possible. A gamer dislocates his shoulder while celebrating a win. All right, so set the stage. We're on Kotaku.com reading this story. Congratulations are in order for Cake Assault, that's the name of the gamer, who over the weekend won a huge Rivals of Aether tournament, overcoming not just the competition field, but also the limitations and fragilities of the human body. The showdown was part of the Riptide Show held at Sandusky, Ohio between September 10th and 12th, which also featured tournaments for games like Smash Bros., Brawl and Melee, and Splatoon 2. But the Rivals final... we're looking at here, and we will post the link to this in the show notes because it is just too damn good to pass up. We're looking at when Cake Assault wins and then absolutely loses his shit. So to describe what's happening, Cake Assault gets up from the chair, jumps up, is so energetic, jumping around like a crazy man, his arms flailing, punches going, and then all of a sudden he hits the ground in agony and was just rolling around clutching his shoulder. Why? Because he celebrated so hard, he dislocated his shoulder, and I didn't know that was possible.
But, like, I thought he was celebrating, so he fell, and while he fell, he hurt his shoulder. But he was, like, pumping the air so hard that it dislocated his shoulder, and then he fell from the pain of that.
Yes, so this is not just a warning to be cautious when celebrating. It's also a note to say, You know, a lot of esports gamers and stuff too have a fitness regimen to make sure that they stay healthy. And I think this is important as well, because if you also don't celebrate so bad that you swing your arm and dislocate your shoulder. Also, if your fitness is high enough, you'll probably know how much you can celebrate and not go full tilt. I've never seen this before. I've never seen, like, obviously playing a lot of sports growing up, having two family members who are doctors. I've never seen someone manage to whip their arm that hard. I can imagine if you were a baseball player or something, but like whip your arm that hard in celebration that you dislocate it completely from your shoulder. So yeah, apparently that's a thing. Oh my, what a world we live in.
And here we are worried about carpal tunnel.
I know, exactly. All right, that pretty much brings us to the conclusion of the show this week. As always, I want to invite you to check out the show notes on girlsongames.ca for links of all the stories we mentioned in this episode. Read up on all the important things like the analysis done about sex, racist and sexist online harassment. Do go check out the IKEA gaming furniture. We're all going to be paying attention to that Blizzard shit show that's happening right now.
That dumpster on fire just rolling down the street.
And yeah, go see a man dislocate his own shoulder in celebration. Of course, as always, too, if you could do us a solid, really help if you could go and rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening to it. I am noticing it. I actually have been paying very close attention to what's been happening online, especially with the stats for our podcast. And huge props to the community, because we were off for 3 weeks. We put out an episode and we jumped up to in the top 100. We hit 97th in the video game category for USA on iTunes. With that, too, I went back and looked at some of the other stats. I don't know if you folks knew Kat and Allie, but we often trend in the top 100. Our peak number in Canada is 30th, and our peak number in the U.S. is 37th. So bravo, team.
Wow. Considering all the big gaming podcasts in that category, like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a daily fluctuation as we release episodes, of course, but and because there's some content that comes out daily, like Kind of Funny Games Daily, but we are consecutively, when we release content, in the top 100, and I thank all the listeners out there for listening to us. It's much appreciated.
Little old us.
As always, I want to thank the panel for being on the show here with me today, and because this is just awesome. I love talking with you gals. Catherine, here's a chance to shout out your social media handles. People can follow you online. Where can they find you?
I am CSDESBINSCSWA on Twitter and Instagram. Come tell me stuff to watch on Netflix or Viki or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a new season of The Crown coming.
Oh, yes. I love The Crown. Family drama, but like with more money and more responsibilities. I love it.
And power. It's only the British, royal family. It's all the power. Allie, where can people find you online?
I'm 8-Bit Blonde everywhere on the internet, including Twitter, Discord, Instagram, Xbox Live, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And I am Leah Jewer on most social media platforms. But of course, you want to know everything there is to know about Girls on Games. You can track us down at The Girls on Games on Twitter and Facebook. Just Girls on Games on Instagram. Discord.me/Girls on Games to continue this lovely convo and more. And of course, lots of pictures of pets, because there's a lot of new pets in the community family. But of course, if you want to find anything at all, you can go check out our home base. That is girlsongames.ca. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Allie. It's been another lovely week in video games. I am off to mow a lawn, because I can virtually. See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.